We're starting off this morning with Breanne Stewart and Farzana Sarati, the co-owners of Home Watch Caregivers in Ann Arbor. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us here.
Breanne and Farzana, can you tell us a bit about Home Watch Caregivers?
Sure, Alan. We provide home care services for people of all ages. So people suffering from chronic illnesses, the elderly, of course, veterans, or people recovering from surgeries. Those are the people that we provide home care for.
Alan, I know just with my own mom, the difficulties we face as she's gotten older in the everyday tasks. For example, even going to a grocery store can become difficult. Driving to and from, carrying all the groceries back inside to the house, putting them away. Even things like doing laundry or standing up for a length of time to do dishes. It's had a strain on her knees, on her back. It's things like this that our caregivers can really come in and help with, and that's what we do.
You're the co-owners. When did you start up your business?
In March 2008, and we actually opened our office in June 2008. So we're just about to celebrate our two-year anniversary.
That's excellent. Where are you located in Ann Arbor?
We are located on Eisenhower between State and Main.
Farzana, what's your role in the business?
I am the director of operations. So basically that means I oversee client management, caregiver hiring and training, finances, and basically a little bit of everything to make sure the office is running smoothly.
Breanne, what part do you handle?
I'm the marketing director, Alan. I maintain community relations and resources that could be helpful to clients, maybe even partners in the community. And of course, I maintain those client caregiver relations that sometimes come up.
Farzana, how did you get into this business?
Breanne and I actually knew each other for about 7 years. And while we enjoyed our jobs, we were always looking for something more, something that really gave back to the community, that helped people. And as Breanne and I were talking, we're both caregivers of our own parents, but Breanne actually learned a couple things. She learned, one, that there's not enough information about caregivers, how to hire, even agencies such as ourselves that take a lot of the legwork, the screening process, the managed caregivers, and take that on. So there wasn't a lot of information out there. And two, it's really hard to find a good, dependable caregiver. And as Breanne struggled through this, her and I, just always being good friends, talked about this, and it just became very apparent that this is what we needed to do. We needed to provide exceptional caregivers, and we needed to educate the community about home care and all its benefits.
And take the stress off of your families.
Definitely, definitely.
Our guests are Farzana Sarati and Breanne Stewart from Home Watch Caregivers, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Breanne, how do your clients find you?
Our clients find us several different ways, of course, as you could imagine. One through the website, another through just the normal yellow pages, if you could even imagine, different community contacts. But really, a lot of our clients find us through word of mouth, either through some of our existing clients, through family members or friends or even coworkers. And that is key to our kinds of services, because that word of mouth, they actually know that there's a good caregiver out there that can provide great service.
And who is it that calls you?
Usually it's a son or a daughter of an elderly mom or dad. Sometimes it can absolutely be a loved one, a cousin, or a friend.
Farzana, what are the typical services that families are looking for?
We provide each family with customizable care, but by far I would say companionship, for them to have a friendly face to talk to, someone to share their stories with. I know that's the best part of our caregiver's job, is really just hearing those stories and learning those great facts and wisdoms.
And Breanne, what about the cost? Can you give us an idea as to the cost for your services?
It does vary from community to community, but the typical cost ranges from $16 to $21 an hour.
Farzana, about the cost, is any of this covered by insurance?
Well, while it isn't covered by Medicare or typical health insurance, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, for example, it is covered by long-term care insurance, veterans aid and attendance benefits, and in some cases, auto insurance and workers' comp.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guests are Breanne and Farzana from Home Watch Caregivers in Ann Arbor. Breanne, you talk to a lot of families in need of help. Do you have any advice to share with our elderly listeners and their families?
Absolutely. Whenever I meet with a family, I tell them to make sure to meet with several different kinds of home care companies or even kinds of caregivers to make sure that they are very aware of price, which of course we know is not everything, the services that are available out there, and of course how they connect with the management, because management is the one that are hiring the caregivers, and it's very important to know that they have that passion behind them. And of course, to make sure that they understand what kind of resources that are available as well. So my goal is to absolutely tell them to talk to friends, family, coworkers about their experiences, as well as talk to the home care companies.
Farzana, do you see common mistakes that families make with caregiving or setting up care?
Good question, Sheila. The challenge we find are with families not setting up care until after numerous incidents, or the caregiver, the family caregiver themselves are very, very burnt out. We see a lot of families that call us in emergencies. Their mom or dad had a recent fall or hospitalization and can't be left at home alone anymore. While we can definitely help in those situations, we'd love to help sooner. Our goal is to really help keep their parents as independent as possible by being there to prevent those numerous falls that they've experienced, or by just keeping up with bathing to avoid getting any sort of infection. And in turn, we're becoming that extension of the family, supporting the son and daughter through this tough time and really helping out with any sort of referrals or solutions that they may not think of on their own.
Brianne, do you have a story about a favorite client that you particularly enjoyed?
Well, Alan, all of my clients are my favorites.
Perfect answer.
But in particular, yes, I have a client that's near and dear to my heart. We had a daughter get in contact, and she was over 3,000 miles away in Seattle, Washington. And when she came to us, she had a young son at home, a husband to take care of, and she literally could not just jump up and leave. So she came to us, of course, in an emergency situation and needed us to be another arm of the family. So we came in and made sure that her mom had the appropriate occupational therapist, physical therapists, just little things like grocery shopping in the home, her groceries, her medications were covered. Everything that her daughter wanted to do and needed to do in the home but couldn't do. We went in, made sure that all of this was set up, and we're still providing the care that she needs, and she is absolutely so happy that we're in the home.
Sounds like an ongoing success story.
It's an absolute ongoing success story, and her daughter's still in Seattle, still caring for her six-year-old son. Whenever her and I talk, it's like I'm her sister. She says, "Geez, Bree, I could not do this without you. I'm so happy. I don't have any sisters, but if I did, you'd be it." It feels really good to be able to know that we are providing that extension care like that.
Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
Our guests are Farzana Sarati and Brianne Stewart, the co-owners of Home Watch Caregivers, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Okay, Farzana, you're up. Do you have a favorite client that you work with?
Well, I'm going to copy Brianne and say that they're all my favorite
as
well. But one in particular comes to mind because I spent a lot of time with her daughters in the beginning. It was very much an educating process. They never knew about home care services. And I probably spent 6 months just following up with them, make sure that they had all the information that they needed, really built a relationship and made sure that they were very comfortable with me before I introduced them to any caregivers. And by the time where it was very apparent that they absolutely needed to have somebody come in, just no choice. And we were able to come in, introduce some great caregivers, but I spent a lot of great time with their mom, and we've kind of been through the stages where she started off very independently, but unfortunately her husband had to go to an assisted living and the care has needed to step up. And we've just come in and just done a tremendous job, and even every time I go out to visit her, we just have a great conversation, really end up bonding, and we're sad to see each other go. She's just very near and dear to my heart.
Farzana, does HomeWatch Caregivers have any unique programs you'd like to tell us about?
We do. We have a program called Pathways to Memory. It's designed for people with early to mid-stage Alzheimer's, and it's really there to improve their quality of life and even improve their memory in some cases. Our caregivers work with their clients on different memory enhancement activities for about 2 hours a day over a 12-week period. One of our clients that is currently participating in this Pathways to Memory program, we've seen a tremendous difference in her. Before she was on this program, she would watch TV a lot of times and really not interact with the family or the caregivers. But with this program, there were certain activities that we found that she really enjoyed, whether it was coloring or we found out she was an accountant and just had a passion behind counting money. And these are just some of the activities, to name a few. And now when we're out there, she's just doing an amazing job of participating not only with these activities, but with activities of daily living. She's even more interactive with helping out with the laundry, for example, folding the clothes, something very simple, but for her it's gotten harder and harder to do. Or when they're sharing pictures, she can remember who this person is and have a little bit more of a story to tell than she did before. So the family is absolutely ecstatic, as are we, about this program.
Brianne, what do you like most about your job?
I think most, I like the interaction with the clients and the caregivers. I was not expecting so much interaction with the clients, I think, just because we are providing caregivers. But from a management standpoint, it's absolutely imperative that I'm out in the homes on a daily basis, making sure that our clients are satisfied, making sure that we're keeping with the care plans necessary, and just making sure that the caregivers are supported and comfortable.
Farzana, how about you?
For me, what I love the most is when we have a perfect matching between caregiver and client and they make the connection immediately. That is the most exciting thing, to see that when I walk away from a client caregiver introduction, that they're both just so excited and thrilled and ready to continue on their next couple hours with each other.
They're like, okay, get out of here. We want to
keep
having fun.
Exactly. And they are. They're having fun. It's not a job. It's not a shift. They're actually having fun with each other's company. And that is the best feeling in the world.
Brianne, how can folks get in touch with you or Farzana or with HomeWatch Caregivers?
They can actually call us at 734-622-8190. 734-622-8190. Or they can visit us on our website at homewatchcaregivers.com/Ann Arbor.
Well, Brianne and Farzana, it's been really good to have you both with us. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.